Viter in Shasbir and Sanhedrin of Lamed Dalid, picking up a Lamed Gimel Beis Bada Bama to page. Next part of the Mishnah, 2, 4, 6 lines up or so. So the Mishnah had said, when we're dealing with Dainei Mamanos, everyone can be Malamed Schus or Chova, the Talmidim are there, can do everything between the Fashas, the Kom Lamed Schus, Venekom Lamed Chova, Zakta Gemara, Hakol Vafilu Edim. When it says that anyone can go and bring something which is going to acquit a capital punishment, even the Edom who originally came against him. Name him Asisa Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Yivalor Abanon. The Tanya will learn today, Bryce of Eid Echad Lo Yana Ben Nefesh. The Pasuk says a single Eid cannot bring, speak about a soul. Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Chova. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, One L'Schus, Vein Ona L'Chova. He could be Ona for Schus, to be acquit, but not to... Chova. So it must be that our Mishnah goes according to a series of Yehuda. Says Gemara, my Papa. When the Mishnah says anyone can bring an argument for acquittal, be'echad min ha-tamidim, it's segment one of the Tamidim, v'divrei ha-kol, and therefore it can follow everyone. Beep, turn the page. Lamed Daled. My time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda that he lets a witness be, you know, help the defendant? Because the Pasuk says, we learn out that a witness can't go and give arguments. It says that a single witness cannot speak about a soul that he die, which means lamus, who they know on that. Avalaschus, ona, v'rabanan, and the rabbanan, why do they say that aid is not allowed to be one that's bringing forth an argument, even as an acquittal? Amarev Yerush Lakish, Mishum Domestic in Ogea Beidusa, because it looks like he's Nogea in the Eidus. V'rabanan, hi lamus, my darshbe, what are they darshin? Yotzi said only lamus, they can't be involved, but to give life, he can. They explain it as referring to one of the Talmidim. If he's one of the Talmidim, says, I can go and find him a schus. How do we know that we don't listen to him? Because we can't have a single witness who can't speak up. Says one shall not speak about a soul that he die. Right? I guess can't have this individual. Next part of the Mishnah, we said when it comes to capital punishment, someone who found for a chov can find a schus, but someone who found a schus cannot find a chov. Says Gemara Amirav. Lo shano b'shas masamata. That's only talking about during the time of the back and the forth. Avo b'shas gemar din. When it comes to gemar din, melamit chus chos and melamit chova. That we saw in the Mishnah. We already discussed this a little bit. You can find the chov for it after you tried everything you can to find this chos. May say frak the gemar. Hold on a second. Lamachos mashkim rubayin. On the next day, the judges come early to come to court. Hamazaka omer, the one who found that he's off the hook. He says ani hamazaka omazaka nibim komi. I'm the one who found him to be off the hook, and my and I maintain, I hold that. Same thing. The one who found a chov can now bring a schus. One who found the schus can't go and find the chov for him. So now, however, lemachar as gemar dinhu. The next day is gemar din. The Mishnah says that even on that day, the judge who found him that he's a schus can't find the chov, which goes against what we just said. It says the Gemara, Luthamich, but even according to your logic, since the decision wasn't reached on the first day, Lamachas Maso Matan Mileka. You tell me there's no Maso Matan, so it's possible that the Mishnah is teaching its din with reference to the time of Maso Matan on the second day. Says the Gemara, Toshima Donin Elu Keneged Elu. They debate one another. Achir Echad Min Machayv in Divrei Mazakin. Until one that voted for the convicting agrees one who's going to acquit. The Emisa. And if it's really true that the time of the final decision, the judge who argued for a zchus can change his view to a chov, listening nami ifcha, let the Mishnah teach the opposite situation, that the judges debate each other until one of them arguing for off the hook agrees with one that it will be mechayev. And for the Gemara, Tana zchus ka amar, a chov alo kamahader. The Tana is trying to teach about things of getting someone off the hook, but he's not coming to teach about convicting. So even though a change in position of any judge would actually, if any judge would result in a verdict, the Tana prefers to talk about something which is going to come out in a positive way. Let's try again to knock off a Rav. Damar Yossi Bar Chanina. Bar Chanina. If one of them is Mazaka, and then he dies. It's like we look at him as if he is still alive. He holds on his position. Hold on a second. If a judge can change even in the case of acquittal when voting on the verdict, so why is it that it still counts? Name it Ila Vakayim Hadabe. Maybe let's say if you'd be alive, he would go back on it. Okay, but before his death, he didn't go back on it, and therefore there's no reason to think that Hitaka would. Doesn't mean he can't, though. But they sent a message from there from Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi Yosef Chanina, Mutza Michlal Rabbeinu. They said that we can learn out from the fact that he's excluded from agreeing with that of Rav. That according to this Eretz Yisodika message, Rabbi Yosef Chanina is arguing with Rav's din that a judge can change his initial view from acquittal to vote for him to be chayiv. Therefore, you want to try to make this work with Rabbi Yosef Chanina with Rav is not going to work. And for the Gemara, ain mutza itmar. The real thing is that it said in the message is that it's not excluded from agreeing with Rav. So in other words, it was saying that Rabbi Yosef Chanina does not disagree with Rav, but he counts the dead guy's student's first opinion, right? First opinion of a schus as a final for a schus only because he didn't change his mind while he was still alive. Let's try again. Toshima wawaz. Look, the Heilige Gemara. Shtei Sofrei Hadayanim Omnim Lefneim. You have two scribes that are standing in front of the judges. Echad min hayamin, echad min hashmal. One of them was on the right and one was on the left. Because in the Rebbe Mezaken, the Rebbe Mechayev, and they write down the words of those who want to be Mezaken, ones who want to be Mechayev. Right? Those are the scribes. They would write down the position of each one of the judges, whichever one they would hold, along with his logic for coming to it. Bishlam and Rebbe Mechayev, and okay, makes sense according to why the sofer would bring down the words of those who are going to be mechayev, because lamachar chazutai mechrino ubo lemevad halanas din. The next day, they might see a different reason for conviction, and then we'll need to wait overnight before donning the case, right? Because we said earlier, before you would convict someone, they have to wait a night to give the opportunity to rethink this possibility and maybe switch it over. Ella divrei mezaken my taima. Why would they write down the words of those arguing for zchus? La mishum di chazu taima chrina lechova. Is it because of those judges were to go ahead and change their minds and see a different reason for the convicting? Lo mashichin bu, that we would not listen to them, and it's clear that the judges who originally argued for schus are not able to change their position even when voting on a verdict. And for the Gemara, the reason why we wrote down all these words is to be mezakeh is kedei shelo yomu shnayim tam echad mishnei mikros. So two judges don't give the same reason based on two different psukim. Kedabai minei Rav Asi mi Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan. Two judges brought the same reason based on two different psukim. What's the din? Do they count as two votes or only one vote? Amarlei, so he said, Ein monum lem ela echad. We count their views as only one vote because one of them made a mistake in his logic. So by having the sofim write down the reasons, it's possible to figure out if one of the votes should be knocked out. Okay, now, minani mili. Where did we learn this out? That you can't have these two different, you know, the same two different psukim can't teach the same din. Amar Abaye says, Amar Kral, the pasuk says, Achas diber Elokim Shtayim zu shamati ki oz lelukim. One thing Hashem spoke, but these two have I heard, because strength belongs to Hashem. What's it teaching us? Right? That even though Hashem made one statement to say two things, he never makes two statements to say the same thing. Mikra echad yuchzid l'kama tamim. One pasuk can be understood many things. V'ein tam echad v'ein echad yotzi mikama mikro. So you can have one thing come from many different psukim. The Vei Rabbi Yishmal Tana, they said that ukipatish yefotze sela, like a hammer that a rock shatters, ma'patish zeh, mischalik l'kama nitzotzos. Just like this hammer will disintegrate into many pieces, af mikra echad yotze l'kama ta'amim, so too. One pasuk, you can get many things that are coming out of it. What's a case of one teaching that's learned out from two different psukim? Like we learned in the Mishnah. Mizbeach mekadesh es ro'oilo. The mizbeach is going to be sanctify that which is fit for it, even if the thing itself is pasul. There's a pasuk in Zvachim. Any type of carbon, it's normally put in the Mizbeach, becomes kadosh when it's put there, and you can't take it down. And this is even if this thing is pasul. If it's put on the Mizbeach anyway, then it becomes kadosh. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol ro'oy le'ishim im ala lo yered. Whatever is fit for the fires of the Mizbeach, once it went up on the Mizbeach, it shouldn't be taken down. Shenemar ha'ole al mokda. Like the pasuk says, the ole carbon will be on the fire, and from this we learn out ma ole shira uya leishim. Just like this ole, which is fit for the fires, im also lo seir. Once it goes up, it can't be taken down. Af kol shu roi leishim. So to anything which is roi for the fires, im ala lo yered. Once it goes up, it can't come down. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, he says kol roi lemizbeach. Anything that's fit for the Mizbech, im ala lo yered, once it goes up, don't be taken down. Shenemer hi ha'ola, hi ha'ola al mogda al Mizbech. The ola offering will be on the fire on the Mizbech. Ma ola shiru uya legabi Mizbech, just like an ola, which is fit for the Mizbech. Im also lo yered, if it goes up, it doesn't come down. Of course, shiru ala Mizbech, im ala lo yered, if it goes up, it doesn't come down. Vitarvayu mai kamartu. Kamarbu, what are both of these of Shuming Amliel, including to be left on Mizbeach? Psulin, things that are pasul. So, but what's the difference between the two? Mar Maisila mi Mokta. Rabbi Shuli learns that from the word Mokta. Mar Maisila mi Mizbeach. The other one learns that from the word Mizbeach. So you see two Tanayim that base the same din on different psukim. So, said the Gemara Vahas and Mifle Pligi. But over there, Rishon and Gamliel are actually arguing with each other. The Katani Seifa, because we learned in the Seifa that Ein Bein Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Ela Adam VeHanitzachim. The only difference between the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and that of Rabbi Yeshua is the blood and the Nisachim that are pasul. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Lo Yerdu. He says don't take it down. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yerdu. You come and you bring it down. But since Rabbi Gamliel, I'm sure, arguing about the particular case, the Mishnah is not an example of the same teaching that's coming from two different psukim. Ella, Amarav Papa, Kiditanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosef Gluy Omer, Mitol Shenemar, beep, turn the page, I'm done with the base. Since it says, Kolan Ageb Zbech Yikdash, whatever touches Mizbech becomes Kadosh, Shomea Ani, Bein Ro'i, Bein Shen Ro'i. Now learn out whether it's something which is Ro'i for the Mizbech or not. It can't be removed once you go and you put it on the Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar, Kvasim. The Torah therefore comes and says, Kvasim, which is teaching us, Ma Kvasim, Re'uyin, Afko Ra'oi. Just like a Kevis is Ra'oi in the Mizbeach, so to anything that's Ra'oi can't be moved from the Mizbeach, even if it's possible, but excluding something which isn't Ra'oi in the first place. Rebbe Kiva Omer, Ola, the pasuk is talking about a carbon ola to tell us that ma ola reuya, just like an ola is ra'oi on the mizbeach af kol ra'oi, so to anything that's ra'oi to be on it can't be removed from it, even if it becomes pasul. excluding things that aren't fit to be there in the first place. For Tavaya Maika Mumatu. So what are they coming to be Mumai from putting on this Mizbeach? Psule, things that are puzzle that weren't fit to be put there. Mar Maisila mi Kvasim. One learns it out. Basically, learns it from the word Kvasim. Umar Maisila mi Ola and from Ola. So you see again, two Tanaim, they're learning the same teaching, but from different sources. Aye, Frekta Gemara, no. Vamar Vada Barava. Ola Sa'ov Psula. The difference between them is in the case of a disqualified bird, Ola. Man demaisilim mi kvasim, the one who learns out the din from kvasim, Yosei Glili, kvasim in. It's going to say that carbonus of disqualified things that are like a keves, they remain in the zbech. Aval Ola sa'of lo, but the bird Ola, which cannot stay on it if it's possible. Man demaisilim Ola. But the one who learns out from Ola, namely Rabbi Akiva, he holds that since no particular type of animal specified, then I feel Ola Sa'of Nami. This is even Ola Sa'of is going to stay up on the Zbech. Therefore, it's not an example of one din that's learned out from, you know, two different places. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi says, "The Kinitanya, look, you learned in the Braisa, Dam Yechashev Leisha, who Dam Shafach. It's going to be considered as blood for that man. He spilled blood. This is talking about the Isser of. Yeah, the Psukim here is the section that Aser, the shchita of a carbon outside of the, you know, shchut echutz, and so dami chashiv lishahu dami shafeich. Larabo says azorik. This is including the person who throws the dam in the of the mizbeach on a somebody who does zrika to the dam of a carbon on a mizbeach that's outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Divrei Bishmal or Bikiva Omer O Zavach. If another pasuk says, or a sacrifice, the rabbi says a zark, including the one who throws the dam of a carbon again on a mizbeach. But what are they including? Zrika, throwing the dam outside of the Beis Hamikdash. Mar Maisila midami chashev. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Mar Maisila mi ozevach, which is Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, also no good. There's a difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, and that is somebody who shechs a carbon also through the dam mizbech outside of Beis Hamikdash. Ledivrei Rabbi Shimon einu chayv el achas. He's only chayv one thing, one chatas. Ledivrei Rabbi Kiva chayv shem is going to be chayv two chatos. But we learned on that Amar Abai Alpha Divrei Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says you're going to chayev two, enu chayev ela achas. They say you're only chayev. Even they say you're only chayev one. Damar Kos Pasuk says Sham Taale Olusecha v'Sham Taaseh. There in the Beis Hamikdash you bring your Ola, and there you do everything that I command you. Arvinu Rachmana L'Kula Asios. The Torah is combining all performances in the same asar, in the same warning. Who? Zok the next part of the Mishnah. Dine Mamun is done in Bayom. We said that Dine Mamun is done during the daytime. And V'gomer Balayla says the Mishnah can be finished at night. But Dine Nefashos, it's done Bayom, V'gomer Bayom. It started the day and it ends during the day. Says the Gemara, Simon, Mishpat Mane Mate. Minonimili, how do we know that when it comes to monetary cases, it can be finished at night? Amr Abchia Bar Papa, Damar Kra, Veshaftu is Aham Bechol Eis. It says that they shall judge the people at any time, which is including also the nighttime. Iachit Tchil is Dinami, then you should be able to start the din also in the nighttime, right? There's no difference. When it says Veshaftu is Aham Bechol Eis, Kidarava, goes going to Rava. The Rava Rami Rava says we have two psukim which contradict each other. Ksiv, Veshavtu es ha'am mecholeis. Uksiv, Ahoya b'yom henchilu as banav. And it says on the day that he's manchil, he bequeaths to his sons, which means it could be done only during the daytime. As Rashi says at this pasuk, Mishpat Nachlos, Tahainu Dini Mamanus Bayom. Okay, so how you were reconciled these two psukim? Yom Letchilas Din, the day is a time for the start, and Laila L'Gemara Din, but you're allowed to finish it during the nighttime. However, Masisa del Kermir Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Meir. The time Rabbi Meir says, Hayer Meir Omer, Ma Tamed Lo, Hayer Rabbi Meir Omer, Ma Tamed Lomer, Al PM Yehiye Kol Riv Chol Naga. What does the teacher, Torah teaching us? It says, by their words shall every dispute and affliction be decided. It's talking about the Kohanim when talking about monetary issues and dealing with Saras issues. What's Shaykhah? So you talk about fighting and Saras. Between the two. Just like Negayim have to be during the day. Afflictions have to be seen by the Kohen during the day. And on the day that you have healthy skin, it appears. So too, monetary fights have to be done during the day. And just like Negayim, Saras can't be checked by Kohanim that are blind. It says, and whatever the eyes of the Kohen can see, af rivim shelo besum. So too, monetary issues can't be done by blind people as well. And now we go and we flip it the other way also. We compare Saras, right, to that of money stuff. Ma rivim shelo bekrovim. Just like money arguments can't be done with relatives. Af negayim, it can't be heard by relatives of those that are brought up. So after Goyim Shalobikov, so too the Tsaras can be checked by a relative. Ima Riva Mishlosha. Just like money is done heard by third judges, after Goyim Mishlosha, that also to be done with three Vidinhu. And we learn from a Kavachomer, Mamonu Mishlosha, if one's property is three, then Gufa Lokoshkin and his body, of course. Talmud Loma, therefore the Pasuk says to exclude that. Vahuva El Aaron Akoin O El Achar or Achad. It brings to Aaron a coin or two, one of one of his one of his children. Halamata Shafila coin echad roas nagayim. So we see from it, even one coin can go and check negayim. Says the Gemara, who samya to have a bishivuse the Rav Yochanan. There was a blind man who lived in Rav Yochanan's neighborhood, to have a dain dina. He was judging cases of money. Rav Yochanan didn't say anything to him. So now, what's pshat? Heichi avinach? How can you pass this? Va'amr Rabbi Yochanan himself said, "Halachik istam mishnah. Halachik goes like a stam mishnah. Utanim olik tam mishnah. Kol ha'kasher ladun, kasher lehei." It is a mishnah in Nida. Anyone who's qualified to judge is qualified to testify. V'yishah kasher loyed. But there are some type that can qualify, that are qualified to testify. V'ein kasher ladun, but they can't dan. From Rabbi Yochanan, Yerchan said, "Lasuyas, including Suman Bechasmeinov, if someone is blind to one of his eyes, he can't be a judge. How could Yerchan allow the blind neighbor to judge when this is a Stam Mishnah? Says he can't. And for the Gemara of Yerchan, Stam Achrita Ashkar, Yerchan found another Stam Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, that the Pasuk is differently. Dine Mamanus, Danim Beyom Begom Berlaila. When it comes to Dine Mamanus, they try it during the day and they can be finished at night, right? Because it allows monetary cases to be finished at night, when no one is going to be able to see, then clearly it's going to allow a person who's blind in one eye to be a judge. So Rav Yochanan went according to that Mishnah. In fact, I can remember, my umay the high stomach, my stomach. Why did you pick one Stam Mishnah over another? Why did our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, overcome that of the one in Nida? If the Gemara Yibayisema, Stam of the Rab Nadif, either you could say that our Mishnah, which is Stam, is the preferred one because it goes according to the majority. If Yibayisema, another answer is because Mishum to Katani La Gabiel Chasadidina, because it was taught with the laws of other areas of this type of process, as opposed to an Agav point that's brought up in a Mishnah in Nida. Okay. Now we go back to judging at night. The Chachamim brought a pasuk to prove that it can be finished at night. But according to Meir, who doesn't allow even the end of it to be done at night, how does he deal with the pasuk? Every Meir who says that the monetary stuff is done during the day, what is he pasuking at all times? It seems like even at night. Amarava, Lisuyum Unan is coming to include a cloudy day that it could be judged. Now for this pasuk, then it wouldn't be judged on a cloudy day. At the time, we learned in a Mishnah, Negayim. Ein ronis in Negayim, shachus min arbayim. You can't see tsaras in the morning and the evening. V'lo b'sachabai, it's not inside the house. V'lo b'yom amunah, not on a cloudy day. Mipnei, shakea nearest aza, because something which is dull looks like it's bright. V'lo b'tsarayim, not during the afternoon, in the midday. Mipnei, sha'aza nearest kea, because something's bright is very dull. So since, according to Rabbi Meir, money cases are compared to tsaras, that pasuk has to teach us that money cases, unlike tsaras, can be judged on a cloudy day. Now, the chachamim who allowed a monetary case to be done finished at night need a pasuk to teach that money cases have to begin during the day. What is Rabbi Meir going to learn now? For Rabbi Meir, who learns out the money cases have to be done during the daytime because of the comparison between money and that of tzaras. Hi, biyom in chilas banav. My avodah. What is the pasuk that says biyom in chilas banav? What's he going to do with that pasuk? And for the Gemara, hahumi baile lichadatani. He needs it lichadatani. Rabbi Bar Chanina, the kamidah of Nachman. V'haya biyom in chilas banav. The pasuk says on the day that he leaves over to his son. Biyom atamapin nichalos. It's coming to teach you that in the daytime you can pass down inheritance. But you're not allowed to pass down during the nighttime. According to the way you're explaining the pasuk, then we should say that one who dies by the daytime has his sons inherit his property. But if he dies at night, so then he doesn't give it to him. Does that make any sense? Dilma, so Abaye asks of Rabbi Vachana whether he meant something different. Dilma din nachos comes. Maybe you mean the din has to be done during the daytime. And if someone gives his nachla, his stuff during the daytime, then you don't have to do anything else in order to do what he says. But if he gives it at night, then what? We say at the time, we're going to Braisa. V'haisa livenei Yisrael chukas Mishpat, this is going to be for the children of Israel, a statute of the judgment. The entire section ends with this pasuk to show that the Yerusha is as the final judgment. And Kidrav Yehuda Amarav, Rav, if people come to visit a sick person. And he tells him like a matnas, he tells him like shchimira stuff. Ratzu kosin, if they want, they can go and can write it down. Ratzu ein, ratzu osin din, if they want, they could do a din. We just saw this gemara somewhere. Yeah, the end of Babasa, Kufyud Gimel. Ratzu osin din, shnayim, if only two people visit the sick and he heard what he said, then kosin, they can write it down. In a document as a witness, Venos and Dim, but they can't bring out the judgment because you need at least three. And so therefore, there can't be judges. Vamra of Chesta, Lo Shana El Bayom. The first Dim was taught only when the three visitors heard by the day because they can be judges. So if a Balayla, if it's on the night, then Kosan, they can write it down because they can't be judges then. Venos and Din. We shouldn't have a little Adim because when they heard it at night, they can only be like Adam, Vein, Ed, Asadayan, and the Ed isn't able to be a Dayan. So Abaye is asking Rabbi Rechana if when he said that the Yerusha cannot be passed down at night, he meant that three nighttime visitors may not pass judgment on Yerusha that they heard that night because Adam can't be judges. Amalei in Hachi. Kamina. Yep, that's exactly what I was saying. So it can be assumed that Rabbi Meir also uses the pasuk on that day that is Biyom Manchil's Banav to learn out this rule that's made by Rabba Bar Chanina. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.